All right, what's up? 1515 Air probably presents the rundown Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm your host, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How are you doing, sweetie?
I am tired. How are you?
I'm good. I thought you was spouting out TIP. I was like, really? Feel like Tip? Oh, man. What's this episode called? Musical Cheers, episode 10. We about to just... Yeah, I don't know why it was called that.
I was thinking back to the episode, like, Musical Cheers.
I don't know. Bridget and Brooke and Marcus and what's the name? Booby.
Maybe that's why they said a Musical Cheers.
Maybe. All right, we kick things off with Monice, Fizz, Cam, and AD out mini golfing. Monice is nursing an injury she suffered during that brawl at Masika's listening party. But Fizz doesn't have any remorse, claiming that Monice needs to grow up and stop hanging out with people who bring drama. That was just Monice and Fizz talking. Later on, AD and Monice talk. I thought it was weird how they broke this up. Like, are we a family or not? Because I feel like we saw Monice and Fizz and Cam. And then AD, they just kept shooting shots, you know, going over to AD like, oh, she's here, y'all. And then when AD and Monice talked, they were just shooting shots and showing Fizz, he's still here.
Well, I felt like they was doing that because weren't they like with the child at that time? So we have this conversation and you play with the child. And then we have this conversation and you play with the child.
I think Cam couldn't have been there for Monice and AD conversation. AD has a photo shoot for her. I don't know what Dig the Kicks is. She wants Monice and Tiffany to be there, and she leaves it up to Monice to make the decision. That's just the basics of that scene. We did learn that Tierra Marie did apologize to Fizz. I wonder why that was off screen. And do you think Nia is going to get an apology? And if so, would that be off screen or on screen?
I missed that. She apologized to Fizz?
Yeah, Monice said that to Fizz. Said Tierra Marie says she's sorry about how blah, blah, things went down. He's like,
you're right. And he was like, as long as she got help or something like that, right?
Yes.
Okay, I forgot about that. Okay, yeah.
And listen, I don't know what made me think of this, but even after this first scene, I sat here and said, I do a little summary of the scene and then I'll have some questions or whatever, right? And the question I had after this was, has Monice and AD kissed this whole season?
I felt like they have. No?
I don't know an answer. I was just like, have you kissed? And then lo and behold, we get later on and they're ready to break up and all this. And I was like, was this just for did Monice date this woman for this storyline? Or I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know if I ever saw them kiss. Keisha Cole is hanging out with Zell and her cousin, Markeisha, but we're going to just call her Quita for the rest of this. Both of them want to set Keisha up on a blind date. She is reluctant at first, but agrees.
I'm so over that blind date.
I can't wait to get to it. She is reluctant at first, but agrees to the offering as long as Zell and Quita are in the building. I'm sorry. It's plural. Why? Listen, you know what's funny is I come in to watch the show and to do this podcast with very good intentions. Y'all know I can come in here and shit on this show easily, right? But they make it so easy because I'm saying if my cousin is hooked, listen, my cousin did a shout out to Brittany. My cousin did a great job when I was 15, hooked me up with all her little friends who were cute as hell. She knew what type of woman I liked. I'm a woman. I was 15 and they was 14 or whatever. But type of girl I liked. She did a great job. I did like 3 or 4 of her friends. None of them were like, oh yeah, this is not going to work out. But no, except for one. One girl was a little strange. But Quita seemed like she don't know her cousin at all. Because, I mean, we're jumping ahead, but it just seemed like you're going to pick somebody.
And you know, was supposed to be her cousin?
Quita, the girl is her cousin. It says Keisha Cole's cousin.
No, I'm sorry. I think I misheard what you were saying. I thought you were saying Quita, the date was Quita's cousin, hooking up with Keisha.
No, Quita is Keisha Cole's cousin. And I'm like, if we family, you should know what type of person I like. I'm just saying my cousin knew when I was a teenager, but at this point, and I didn't like the fact this whole episode that Keisha act like she hadn't been dating. Her and Gibb been broke. That whole Birdman shit happened after Gibb. Like y'all been separated for a minute. So don't act like you have not been dating. I mean, she talked about it when she was on The Breakfast Club about dating and stuff like that.
Right.
We did learn that Gib is out the house. Pete, would you have any thoughts on the penis cake? No? Okay.
No, just <that's> stop.
What about Hazel E's mom, Angela, who looks better than Hazel E?
She does, though.
I was like, okay, can we get you on the show? She's in town to hang out with her daughter and meet Rose Burgundy. Rose just, we'll get to it.
She what up, mom? Can you come? We don't even know each other.
Yes, we don't. She asks what he does for a living, and before he can speak, Hazel chimes in. He does eventually say, a little bit of everything, do what I got to do. And he claims he made her. He kind of cleaned that up when he was like, I made her first, you know, as a priority. Mm-hmm. He leaves. And then Angela asks Hazel, what does she think is going to be in the future? And she should probably start talking to Booby because she's not a fan of Rose. Hazel, how old is Hazel? She got
to
be
close. How closer. Ironic is it that the person you want her to talk to just happens to be on this show as well? You couldn't have been like, remember the guy you were talking to 3 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, you should go back with him. He was a nice guy. Can we not know the person?
No, we can't. But I think Hazel is way too old. Going back to my cousins. I remember my cousins, boy, as a black man, this used to bother me. My cousins was like, when we was in high school, I'm going to get me a Puerto Rican boyfriend and we're going to have the prettiest babies and they're going to have this good hair. And I was like, are y'all serious? Y'all serious? Like, this is what, now none of them have Puerto Rican babies. They all have babies and stuff like that. But this is how Hazel sounded.
There are women out here who have plotted and schemed. How do you think that these girls go, I'm going to give me a ball player. Right?
Right,
and then there's women who get into these spaces and they meet them a ball player or actor or a comedian in Kevin Hart's case.
Yeah, you got to speak it into existence, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they speaking it. People plot. People do what they
listen,
gotta do.
I'm not upset at the plot. I was talking about how my cousins was picking their mate on how cute the babies were gonna look, and that's how Hazel sounded when she was like, "In 5 years, Rose gonna give me the prettiest babies." I'm like, "This is what we."
But here's the thing, though, Hazel. Honey, it genetically, it kind of combines both of y'all into your child, right?
Yeah.
And technically, mama, you created this new look that you have. This is not authentic.
No, it's not.
It's kind of like, did you hear that story? I feel like we probably had to shut the fuck up or, oh my God, what did we used to do back in the day?
What
the fuck news or something like that?
It was
like
what
that?
The fuck news, and we had the female logic. Oh, that was hilarious.
Right. So you remember that it was going around on Facebook where this guy wanted to like sue his girlfriend or wife or something like that because the kids came out quote unquote unattractive.
Yeah, and then he found out that it was like an Asian country.
Yeah,
he found out the wife had that plastic surgery.
His wife had all this plastic surgery, so she didn't really look how she looked before, and so he's expecting the babies to come out one way and they came out looking like her old self.
Yeah, I remember that story. Yep. And that's what's gonna happen with Hazel. She just
not
don't...
that Hazel looked completely different, but you know, something
would have killed them to give us an explanation on why we was calling Rose Denzel. Is that his first name?
I was assuming that was his first name.
All right, she's like we're gonna call him Denzel tonight. And I thought, is this a Denzel Washington joke we're doing? There's a couple of Denzel. There's already a couple of Denzel rappers, so maybe that's why he didn't go with it. Where we at? Keisha gives...
I need to know the background behind Rose Burgundy. Like, I need to know how we got this name. And I need to know, because Hazel E, that ain't her real name either. I mean, Hazel ain't her real name either, is it? I feel like somebody called her something else.
No. I didn't like Brooke Valentine's nickname of Wozell. I'm like, what are we doing? That is not a good nickname.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Oh Lord, somebody got a piece of her Wikipedia because it says Hazel E. If you put in Hazel E on Google, God, I hope it's still up when y'all do this, when y'all hear this. So it says Hazel E rapper. Of course, it has the available on YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, and then, you know, more services. Born April 10th, 1950. She is 67.
Shut the fuck up, y'all. Ignorant as fuck. I'm not here. I'm not playing with y'all.
Oh,
y'all gotta go away, die.
Golly. 67. Who put this 67 up here? And they just rocking it. Golly.
Oh, God. You got a lot of internet.
I don't know what Hazel's real name is because she don't have a Wikipedia page. Not that I can see.
I feel like I heard somebody call her something else.
Well, you know, Famous Birthdays might have her. Nope, they don't have it. She worked for Soulja Boy. It says her birthplace. Well, they got her at 1980, 37 years old, Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's believable.
Yeah. So, yeah, they don't have her real name. All right, let's get back to this.
Well, how old is Tierra Marie? She's not 30.
No,
Tierra. Not that much older.
She's Tierra Marie. Might be just a little bit younger than me. 1987. She's 29. She'll be 30 this year.
Not that you can't be friends with somebody 8 years older than you, but it's like, how did y'all become friends?
Yeah, how did y'all meet? But remember, Hazel E used to be a NPR. So,
maybe that was why.
Yep. Okay. Keisha is getting ready for a blind date, and Gib comes over so he can watch DJ. He questions her attire. They take a shot to the date, crack a few jokes. She tells him to, you know, get your hand tat fixed. But other than that, you know.
Does it bother anybody else other than me when they say, like, men babysitting their kid?
Yeah, I didn't like any of that. She was like, he's gonna hear you. I was like, you can't babysit your own kid.
Right, like, you're watching. That's your child.
Yeah. Oh, man. I thought that was weird. Another thing I thought was weird is, like, your ex-woman should not have to tell you to get rid of a face tattoo. Like, I honestly think people get tattoos and forget. Like, how you forget you got your girl's face on your hand? And, like, you know, when you get intimate and the woman's kissing, she got to deal with that. Like, you didn't think that through.
I can get how you forget about tattoos being on you. But in the midst of a breakup, I feel like it will be like, ding, ding, ding. I should probably get rid of this at some point. Like, you know what I'm saying?
At some point.
I get that you forget that you have a tattoo, but it's on your hand, though. Like, you got to look at your hand every day.
Why does Gib always walk into some shit where Keisha can call him out on it? He was like, I'm going to get an X and some blood dripping. She's like, oh, did I cheat on you or you cheated on me? I was like, what? Dude, just be cool.
I was yelling at the TV. I was like, Keisha, you such a female. That was some female ass shit to say.
Oh, man. So I had to go check this, think I wasn't crazy. So on March 21st, 2014, which is 3 years ago, almost close to four, because we almost in October, that's when she confirmed that they had broken up. So I'm like, it's been three. She done dated now. She's like, I'm not believing she has not gone on one date since then. All right, where we at? Brooke.
Maybe she should really focus on her career and her child.
When we get to that blind date, Keisha has some lines. I could do a whole Keisha show. Brooke and Lyrica discuss Team Alexis and Team Masika nonsense. Brooke isn't a fan of Hazel. Her, she's a scammer. She tells Lyrica about kissing Booby, and then she says Booby's her soulmate, but Marcus is her life partner. Oh, God. Lyrica, I'm just like, what are we?
I was just like, who are you, Bow Wow?
Do you want to marry both? If both of them agreed to be your man, would you be cool with it? Like, I don't know what she wants. She's so confusing in this whole episode. We get a flashback of Zell bumping into Lyrica. And then we learn that Hazel claimed that she's from Houston. How is it like season four and we just not getting this news?
Hollywood to the day. See, how come it's always always Hazel that's got the Hollywood line? Like, I feel like, you know how you watch a movie and they have the name of the movie inside of the movie? And I hate things like that. I feel like that's Hazel. Welcome to Hollywood. Well, you know how it go down in Hollywood, and this is in Hollywood, and it don't go down like that in Hollywood. It's like always her.
It is. I don't know why.
Hollywood is the south side of Chicago or Compton or the Bronx or something like that. It's Hollywood. Hollywood don't even sound threatening.
It doesn't.
Hollywood.
No.
It sounds like a place for all your hopes and dreams.
Hollywood. Where we at? Brooke is a horrible storyteller. Like, when she's trying to recount this stuff to Lyrica, she's like, so, and then Marcus walked in, and then I let him have it, and then I got back on the stage and Booby kissed me. And I was like, whoa, wait, you left out a lot.
You skipped a whole lot, mama. I would have been like, okay, rewind. Can you start over and fill in the blanks?
And Brooke, you really gonna tell a married woman not to tell her husband? Like, Lyrica could tell. Like, don't tell your secrets to married people, because married people know shit. Your friend who is married, her husband knows, and your guy friend who is married, his wife knows, and gay people, they know. You not keep my relationship is not dying because I got to keep your secret. No. It's not that serious. 80s photo shoot. Monice and Tiffany are both there. They talk. Monice wants to put everything in the past and move on. Tiffany wants an apology first. Monice apologizes, and then Tiffany reneges. She starts blabbing about how AD was calling her and complaining about Monice threatening to break up with her. Monice says Tiffany is the new bitch, and AD uses her for money. And then Tiffany says, you know what, Monique, start wearing your natural hair because it's on. You could have just fought her there, though. Just saying. But I'm over this Monique storyline with AD. It's just, I'm not in it.
At least Monique started off being a bigger person.
She did. I was surprised that Monique was actually apologized. I thought she was not going to go. I was like, oh, good luck.
No, Monique hit you with, if you felt like this and this, and I apologize for that.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
That's about it. All right. This Marcus, James, and A1. I don't even know what this was. So we're recording this on Tuesday, right? So yesterday I came home, I watched it, and I was watching it here and there, wasn't really paying attention. Watched it today, and I remember some stuff from when I came home. So I was writing this, and I was like, they're obviously at this listening party. No, they're just at a club, and this is what bothers me about the show. What are the odds that Marcus, James, A1, and Chanel, West Coast, and Hazel are at the same place?
Same club, yeah.
At the same time, at the same night. Like, come on, dude. All right, so James is looking for help for Bridget Kelly. A1 can't help because, you know, Lyrica already put the kibosh on that, and he doesn't want to step on Ray's toes either way. Marcus says he'll help out. Hazel and Chanel joins them after they had a conversation about Jay, what did they talk about? Oh, Hazel's mom and Booby, and they're from Houston, and Jay got a name drop. So Chanel runs down. Chanel, I'm telling you, Jade is an executive producer on this show. She's done something on this show. There's no way you're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to show up to New York, and then I'm going to show up to LA for one episode. Chanel runs down all her compliments to A1. A1 says they met before, and Chanel curbed her, so he wouldn't. She tries to bring up her track record again, and then A1 brings up Charlamagne the God. So she tried to turn that negative into a positive and says, you know what, since Charlamagne dissed Kanye and Drake, I'm up there with Kanye and Drake.
I thought that was cute.
We'll pause here. That didn't make any sense to me because I'm like, wait. He calls Kanye West like, you know what my first thought was? I was like, he criticizes a lot of people. You chose to pick those two people. And I was like, you forget about his donkey of the day, which she became the donkey of the day today for that.
Did
she? Yes. Yes. I thought it was hilarious. He's like, what are you doing? Like, no.
I didn't listen.
Where we got? She up there with Kanye and Drake. And then she called out Marcus for the Jay Brooke fiasco. Then Hazel calls Brooke a little bitch. She says she has a book out, she's super lit, and she runs LA. It's like, wait,
what is this book?
Listen,
what is it about?
I never
heard of your book, Hazel. Have you been on a book tour? I heard about Charlamagne's book. I heard about Kevin Hart's book.
Her
too.
Book is called Girl Code Ethics. Oh Lord, okay, we got to do this. All right, hold up.
I'm not reading this book.
No, we don't have to read the book. It's called Girl Code. What is this? Girl Code: Ethics as a Lifestyle. Came out April 4th, 2017. It has 3 customer reviews, an average of 1 star. Okay, yes, thank you. All right, this one is from Ken. September 19th. It was fresh. Nonsense.
Oh, fresh as hell.
Yeah, nonsense. Don't waste your good coinage on the bulls right here. Maybe you want to say bullshit and then Amazon will let you curse. There are other books written by individuals that are actually successful. Charlamagne the God book is very insightful. Did you write this one? And Successful Women Speak Differently by Valerie Burton is a good one too. Somebody named Shalinda, she said, I wouldn't dare buy this book. How can you author or even stand behind book that you don't live by. I can't be educated by you. I can definitely educate you in business 101. Stand by your brand, make it real. And then Kiera, this all happened like this is September 19th, 18th, and 18th. OMG, this is a waste of $3 signs of money. So if you guys have listened,
dollar pills, y'all. You guys I have, thought that's what you was about to say.
If you guys have read the book, let us know what y'all thought about that girl code.
I'll let you read that damn book. Cut it out.
All right, where we at? Where we at? Keisha Cole goes on a blind date with comedian Juwan, I think his name. So he was, listen, I don't understand.
How much they pay him? Not that he needed to be paid for Keisha Cole. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, the Vine guy, like, the like, the video guy, like, come on now, like, what?
Yeah, I'll hit the key points, but I'd just rather talk about, I felt like he was being extra from the jump, right? He was like, I want to come into your life and ease it. Why did he have to bring the flowers and the Fannie Mae chocolates to the table? Why couldn't he have just had that with him and then handed that to her when you give her a hug or something?
Yeah. And I was thinking that too, like, you got it delivered.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. So of course Keisha ended the date early because she was like, listen, dudes in the beginning.
Who goes on a date and had a friend sit at the table? Your friend could at least sit at the bar.
Yeah, she sat right there. Like, they didn't even order the food yet. See, this is what bothers me too. Like, he was able to DM her cousin. I felt like he was improvising this whole scene. Like, he was like, I DM'd. Like, how do you know? Does Markeisha have Keisha Cole's cousin in her bio?
Right.
Like, how did you know?
That's why I was like, how much did he get paid for this? Because this whole thing was fake as fuck.
But Keisha has some lines. She said, I'm not looking for a man, looking for love. And when he was like, can I come in your life and ease it? She was like, nah, I'm good. I got a vibrator. Like, hilarious. And he was like, give him props. He still was like, hey, can I call you? Can I DM? Whatever. Nah, that didn't work. Hopefully he got that pub out of it. So we in the studio with Marcus and Bridget. They discuss Marcus being single, Bridget having some good pussy. They flirt a little. And that was that scene. They flirted like heist. Well, not them. I'm going to give them more. Because it don't matter if you... When I was in high school or if I was dating, a woman, if she feeling you, or even if she not, might be like, I got some good pussy. You might never get it or blah, blah. But that's not high schoolish to me. Him, when he was like, outside the box. I'm like, fam, really? This is you? Okay. All right. I do think if the track that they was playing before she got there was for her, that's a better song than Pussy So Good.
Yeah.
And I really don't understand Marcus, because Marcus sat there in his talking head and was like, man, Brooke had me looking like a fool. I was thinking about marriage. Do men know what marriage is? I really don't think men know what marriage is.
I'm sorry. Brooke had you looking like a fool. Yeah. You was fucking the paralegal chick. Like, the entire time you was trying to build this relationship with Brooke. But yeah. Brooke got you looking like the fool.
Yeah, he wasn't divorced yet. He had the side chick, but he said he was thinking about marriage. And then this was the other part where Bridget was like, oh, you don't have to go into the detail because you know what? I'm always going to be your team, Marcus. You don't have to be loyal to everybody on everything. Because I promise you, if he really said, oh, so I lied to her about being divorced, and then I had this other woman on the side and she left me, if you still going to be like, yeah, I'm still team Marcus.
Well, she's a fellow cheater, so I guess she would understand that.
I guess so. James, I don't know why you're on the show. I really don't. It don't make any sense.
Because right now it sounds like he want to take Bridget down.
Yeah, he do. Back at Monice's house, AD wants to talk about some deeper things with Monice. Said they had issues before they moved in together. We found out that Monice told AD that she had to move in. They don't sleep in the same bed. Again, I'm like, do y'all kiss? This doesn't make any sense. Monice says she don't have a sex drive because they're not on the same emotional wavelength. What is Monice be sounding like? Some Freddie Gibbs. Not Freddie Gibbs.
No, you know
Freddie
she
Brooks.
Sound like
Freddie
I Brooks. Immediately thought about Lauryn Hill and how Lauryn Hill, like, not sexually, but like Lauryn Hill be like, she can't perform until she's in the right headspace, which is why she come late to fuck all her performances.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, that's what Monice gave me. Oh, I can't. I feel like in so many words, she should say, I can't get it up because here you go.
But Monique said, you know what? I never think about leaving you. even, and then AD was like, I want you to take accountability, and nothing got solved. They'll find a resolution later. How does that work? Like, you know,
we'll figure this shit out later.
Yeah. We just go to our separate ends of the house. How does this? All right. We got the give listening party. We get to wrap up with, all right, Brooke is, I already told you, Brooke is confused. Where we at? She's all right. Skip all that. Cause Brooke and, oh no, the important part is Bridget lied about seeing, Marcus. That's right. Hazel and Brooke spots Hazel and Chanel walking in. Hazel and Chanel sit with Safari and Fizz. Chanel fangirls out over Fizz. After Give performs, Hazel approaches him. She begins to flirt. When Brooke says, booby baby. I'm like, golly. Hazel comes for Brooke for acting like she doesn't know her. They bring up the FaceTime. Then Bridget, being a good fake friend, she's like, you know, has Brooke's back. Talks about Hazel E's breast. They were $10,000. Then Hazel E is all about money. She's like, this watch is 20K and all this. And I was like, okay. So afterwards, Bridget then jumps on Brooke and like, how you trying to be with Marcus? You fine over Booby. What? Why are we doing this here? I was with Brooke. This is not the place to do this.
This is not the place or the time, honey. Check me later. But yeah, you were just rocking with me. Yeah. Standing up with me. Like, come on now. Make up your mind. If yeah, you don't agree with what I do, then don't say anything.
Yeah. And I was like, why y'all didn't say this script, this scene for later? Because it doesn't look right when Booby says, hey, you need a ride home? All right, I'll take you home. Oh my God.
No. That scene right there was fake as all fuck. Listen, that whole, first of all, she got there without you.
Yeah. Okay.
Then, not like, he was like, so you need a way home? Because in my head, I filled in the blank, right? And so, realistically, he had said, you need a ride home because I'm trying to fuck. Like, that was the look. Listen.
I like how you know the look. You already knew the look.
You saw how, because he had that slightly turn my head to the side, look up, look at you with my head up, but my eyes down. You know what I'm saying? So, you need a ride, because.
Did he bite the bottom lip?
Like, He might as well. Because man. I was like, it just seems so misplaced for him to ask, did she need a ride home? It's like they really chopped that up and then threw it in there. And then it was like, hey, you need a ride home? and then because he was like, cuz, and it was like empty space, cuz I'm about to go. And then yeah, she looked like, so you finna give me a ride?
That's right.
Like, come on now.
That's right. All right, question.
No.
No. How come Rose wasn't there? What was Rose Burgundy? And more importantly, how come Keisha wasn't there? Well, I mean, I know they're not together, but they were building this up as this is his first performance. Wouldn't she have wanted to be there?
Yeah, I totally agree. She should be there to support, right?
Yeah, just to be like, oh, you did good. Give us some pointers.
And didn't he bring it up in the kitchen? Like, I hope you come.
I think so. I think he did, but you know, it was what it was. What? Listen, I know this show is scripted or whatever, but I would have loved for them to be this a little corner in the lower third, a video on Rose Burgundy. Like, was he walking around with the footy pajamas, playing video games, eating bowls of cereal? Where is he at? When Hazel, what is Hazel gets dressed up like a mom? You know, when your mom get all dolled up back in the day, you're like, where are you going? Out. I'm an adult. Don't be asking me.
She's not dressed like nobody's mama in that latex dress.
No, I'm just saying when she just
oh, that
I feel
latex
like
dress is at the club. My bad.
Look, I'm just saying it looked like that's probably what she told Rose. He's like, "Where you going? Out? Okay. Like,
right.
I'll be back. Give mama a kiss. All right. Be safe. You get this. She remember back in the day when they had not only the landlines, but your landlines had the speed dial numbers, and it had the police badge and the fire badge and the
ambulance. Oh my gosh, that's them now.
She had that phone right by the fridge. Oh, remember when you had the phone on the wall? How dope that shit used to be? You'd be like, oh, I got the little wall mount on it.
And you had the longest cord in life because you could walk over the entire first floor.
What I need a cordless phone for? You see how long this cord is? I can go any and everywhere on this. Yeah, but you can't go upstairs, Ma. Like, you can't. All right, next time.
Oh, man, when cordless phones came out, boy.
Golly. I love cordless phones. Man, I had it real quick. We ain't gonna go into detail, but I remember my parents had the plan where Remember when you got, when answer machines were starting to fade out and everybody, you had a voicemail. We had a plan with, it wasn't Singular, SBC, Ameritech, where you can have each person in the house could have their own voicemail box.
Yeah. I remember that.
That was the shit.
Like if you're calling for this person, you would hit this number and then they'll have that. No, I had a friend. I used to be so jealous of her because she had her own line.
Those are the people. You had your own line. You didn't have to, as a teenager, there was nothing more nerve wracking than calling that phone and the mama pick up and, you got to speak to me for it. Why I got to speak to you? How you doing, Miss Green? Okay. May I speak to Sheila? Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I've never been that child.
Golly. All right.
Hello. May I speak to such and such, please? Thank you.
But dude, was that even happening to women? Fellas, if you call the house, the mamas was like, you got to speak to me and be nice and I'll give you the phone. And
I didn't start speaking to my friend's parents until I met their parents. So then I'd be like, hey, Ma, it's Michelle. It's such and such home.
I like how you keep doing friends. These were potential women I was dating, girls I was dating. You keep talking about friends. I never talked to any of my friends' moms. These are girls.
I'm trying to say guys that I was dating or talking to back then. Nah, it was just.
Yeah, I know. They don't do it to women. There's only for guys.
Yeah, I was like, now that I think about it, nah, not really.
Nothing worse than when you actually get on the phone with a girl you're trying to talk to and you hear her mama be like, don't be on my phone all night now. You're like, shit, what you talking about? This could have been so equal opposite. Because I was like, remember when you had, what was that shit called? You couldn't call men. All right, so I'm going to tell y'all what real pressure was. Real pressure is when you call the house and you already knew if her mama picked up, you had to be like, hey, how you doing, Miss Jenkins, blah, 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 blah. The other pressure is when you call and she says, you know, John, don't be calling this house after a certain hour. Everybody's sleeping on it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Is she still up? Oh, God. Or you go through all that and she be like, no, you know, call back tomorrow. And then you get your phone start ringing and she like, hey, what's up? Hey, what the fuck? Yeah, I knew it was you calling. You like, wait, what? Oh, y'all kids are not going to get this. Y'all got to, maybe they got a Snapchat equivalent, but those, that just brought me back. Like, oh, man, that was the shit. All right.
Was it the shit, really? Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, I had this one girl.
I was ecstatic when we got cell phones.
No, it was just, you know, just me thinking back in the day where I would, my first house really we was living in was like a two bedroom duplex, right? And me and my brothers had one room and my parents obviously had the other. So I had to sneak out to the couch and be laid right next to the phone and try to pick that phone up on that first ring. So it didn't wake up the house. And then you'll pick it up on the first ring and then be quiet a second, just in case my mom and dad pick up the phone and then get to talking and be up all night. Just.
Oh, no, I was slick. I knew that if somebody was trying to call me later that night, I turned all the phones on silent, but mine.
Yeah, that came later, but I wasn't like, oh, let me sneak into my mom and dad's bedroom and click mm-mm. this switch.
All
right.
I flicked all them switches before they got in the bed. And then in the morning when everybody went to work, I click them all back on.
Yeah, I remember shit like that. All right, let's talk for the umpteenth time. Next time, Solo shoots his shot at Chanel. Why? AD has a little fun without Monice. Girl fight part two between Hazel and Brooke. Marcus's team, Bridget, and then Masika versus Zelle. Zelle sweat. I'm more of a Zelle guy than Lizelle, because Lizelle be throwing me off when I think Keisha says that. I'm like, who the hell is Lizelle? Let's see if we got the news coming up. I really don't look forward to this news, but we gonna get through it with prayer.
Not a prayer.
Do I have it already lined up? I thought I did. Maybe not. Golly. Let's see. Oh, I do. No, yeah, I do have it. All right. So Hazel E, did you see Hazel E and Tammy Rivera get into it this week?
No.
So all this happened because there was a picture of Hazel E that I think the Shade Room posted, because it didn't matter. They reposted it, but they saw that Rose Burgundy had commented on it and called her fat. So Hazel E came back. Yeah, Rose is a kid. She came back.
Wait, wait, Rose called Hazel E fat?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So they got going back and forth, and Tammy, listen, this is why I don't want to be a celebrity, because you have to keep receipts. Tammy brought receipts to show that Hazel tried to fuck Waka and Waka curbed her, and they put
I saw that part.
So yeah, Waka had asked for Cat Williams' number, and instead she texted him a video of herself, and Waka swerved her saying, "Oh no, Shorty, I'm not on that kind of time," which is weird because that was probably when he was cheating. Ain't that sad? Like, when you know, it was like Jody and Pandora. She was like, "I know you cheat, and now you're not gonna fuck me." So that, I don't know where that's going, but Hazel want everybody but Rose. She want Booby, she want Waka, she want Cat. Bambi revealed the reason why she took Scrappy back. Basically, she said because the way he pursued her made her feel like he was really serious and wanted to do anything to make their situation work. So look, I don't know what to tell these women anymore. We'll talk about Unequal Opposites. just seriously. Moniece has been accused of being a check scammer. So according to TMZ, says Love and Hip Hop Hollywood star, Moniece Slaughter was taken to court by a friend of hers who claims her former NBA star boyfriend wrote checks in the friend's name to pay her rent. His name is Timothy Clayton, whatever, Carr, claims he used to be Moniece's good friend and saved her from homelessness. She had no credit and he helped her by funding a bank account. Timothy filed legal docs Thursday.
When was she 12 when this shit happened?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Come on, now, this is not happening in your adult life.
Yeah, Thursday for a restraining order claiming the former NBA star Joe Smith wrote checks from Timothy's account in Timothy's name. Timothy then says Moniece started dating Akon again. Who the fuck has Moniece? Moniece dates everybody? She had dated him before and that pissed Joe Smith off, who canceled the check out of spite and made up a lie that Timothy robbed Joe with. It's a lot. I don't know why Joe brought Moniece into this, but I mean, Tim did, but it seemed like that's between y'all.
Right.
Golly. Let's see.
Moniece is bad at her business. Let her be great.
I got to check Instagram too, because shoot. You know what sucks? Because Instagram be having, they have all those, what you call it. So I said this before we started recording. They're supposed to be doing the Love and Hip Hop reunion tonight. So, of course, before I get into that, the dress with Young Jock, thoughts? Jock doing too much for the comedy. He called it internet manipulation, but hold on, I think I got a video of this.
He stays relevant.
Yeah, let's see.
Y'all probably wonder what the hell Jock got the hell going on. Every time I see that little picture, I'm like, it's called internet.
All right, I'm done, Jock. Shut the fuck up, dude. It's like it's an IG video. There's no need
it's
to
be a minute. It is no need for the dramatics.
Yeah, it's called internet. No, man, just get to it. Shit, like, what are you doing? It ain't no ad running in front of that. It looked like Safari is going to join Love and Hip Hop New York. How you feel about that?
Okay.
So he's supposed to be part of Tabitha, aka Dream Doll storyline. I have no idea who that is. Well, we'll find out.
So he's leaving Hollywood, or is he just gonna hop on for a season like Cisco and Richie Dollar?
Cisco, where you at, man? I mean, can we Love and Hip Hop? Y'all could have really followed Cisco until he got arrested. Like, he's in jail. I love to see that storyline.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all be dropping the ball.
Don't I have Masika? I know Masika and Zell. They had a back and forth online, and that's when Masika. I think it started because Masika has said that Zell is Nat Tierra's cousin, and she said they had somebody else trying to be her cousin one day, or they tried to ask her. Who did she say was her cousin? I don't know, but I didn't believe they were really cousins anyway, because that shit just came out of left field. We see Moniece go off on Lyrica. She said, child, then Nat Tierra asked me to pretend to be her cousin this season too. So that is that. Anything else? What is this? So no, that's a Tammy and what's the name? All right, I think I got everything. I'm upset about this VH1 Love and Hip Hop.
Oh my
Here's
God.
The big thing. Here's the biggest thing that's supposed to happen at the reunion. Alexis Guy says she's pregnant by Fetty Wap and she's going to reveal this at the reunion. How was this a win for you? Didn't Fetty Wap just get a woman pregnant and he didn't want nothing to do with the child, so she ended up getting an abortion? Listen, no disrespect to Fetty Wap. When's the last time he had a hit? He had that 1 year, 2014 or 15? 15, I think it was. Well, he killed it, but we almost in 2018. His money going to be drying up. Y'all don't know how child support works, but it keeps taking a percentage. So the first woman to claim it gets the most. Then you get the what's rest of left over for that. But
yeah, it's she tried to one up Masika or something. And it's but he not even with Masika, and he probably not with you. So you purposely got pregnant. So you was okay with keeping his baby, but you ain't want to keep the dude with the eyebrow color. What's his name?
Solo Lucci.
Him.
Yeah.
You ain't want to keep his possible baby.
No. All right. Before we get to talking about about equal opposites, what we going to talk about equal opposites? Real quick, Black Ink Crew, Chicago. I think that went out with a whimper. Cobra went on her first date and she all sprung on this. They gave us a fake lesbian scene. Not lesbian scene, fake sex scene, right? Because her and this girl hits it off and then they go into the bathroom to have sex. I'm like, y'all really think an establishment would let the camera just walk into the bathroom? And but come on, it doesn't make any sense, right? Danielle wants to be a stylist, so she had a fashion show. And on the date that Cobra went on, she let Cobra borrow a watch and Cobra couldn't find this watch. And they get into this whole argument. Of course, Charmaine was like, oh, you stole them glasses. You know, for stealing things. In real life, guys.
Charmaine, I thought you was over it, baby.
Yes. In real life, I'm going to tell you how this conversation should have went. Cobra, do you have that watch I lent you? No. Where's it at? I don't know. I lost it. Bet. Here's how much it costs. You're going to pay for it. I borrowed that watch. I didn't own that watch. You're going to pay for it. I don't know how many tattoos you got to do. You're going to pay for that watch. That's all we had to do. That is all we had to do. Van got Jan back. All he did was give her a key. I don't even know why that happened.
She a key to what?
The house.
He didn't live there?
I don't know. And she was like, I taken him back, but he been that. No, stand your ground. Don't take him back. You encouraging bad behavior. Don't enable him.
I was already mad at the daughter talking about some. I pull my grades up if you get Ben back. I'm sorry. This is not how this shit works.
No. Oh, man. Ryan is stressed out. And he got to get rushed. Oh, no, though. So here's the other part. So remember the girl who said she pregnant by Carmelo Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she dated Ryan. And it was on an Instagram post. But here's what bothered me about it. So the Instagram post that Cobra pulls up says, basically how Shade Room does stuff. It says she is not a stripper. She is a college graduate. She's allegedly pregnant by Carmelo Anthony. And she got pregnant while she was dating Ryan Henry, right? And he was like, that got nothing to do with me, blah, blah. And Cobra was just doubling down. Then why does it have your name here? Why does it? And I'm like, she didn't obviously write this. Who cares? She didn't name me as the father, blah, blah. You bringing all this on my doorstep for what?
Exactly.
God,
being messy.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry. If I see some shit about my boss, I'm not going to be like, hey, bro, look, check this up. No, he'll tell me when he tell me. I'm not going to bring it to you. I don't know. I don't think Don did anything, Ford did anything. I can't really remember. I just know, listen, I'm here for whenever I come back because they're going off to Cabo, Mexico.
They said it be back in October. Yes. Honey, that's in 2 weeks.
Just take a
why
break.
Why are we even taking this break?
But then they're building up the storyline that Kat is coming to expose. What are we, why Kat, why did you want to play this role? This doesn't make any sense. Rachel, I got to come to you woman to woman for what? She's like, remember at the cabin, Ryan? I was like, and I tell y'all, it sucks because they, before we started recording, Sarah's watching Shaws of Sunset and they recorded that shit last year. And the same thing with Love and Hip Hop, but Black Ink Crew, because you can go to Rachel Page and you see Rachel and Ryan hugged up in love. And I'm like, so this, she not going nowhere. This don't mean nothing.
I wish the turnaround was quicker.
Just a little bit.
You know, if they record something for 3 months, you don't see it till 9 months later. I wish the turnaround was quicker.
Just a little bit. Just the same year. Just the same calendar year, I should say. Now, you know, Maybe the same year. So if you record in July, I should see it at the very least February or like, you know, March. It shouldn't take that long to edit some shit, but it does.
I feel like it shouldn't. I feel like you should edit as it comes in.
You should. All right. So we got a lot to talk about on Equal Opposites. Obviously, Kevin Hart. The VH1 Hip Hop Awards, which
trash. I was so mad yesterday. I was like, I could have recorded. This is some bullshit.
What else? I had three things off top. I mean, we can discuss. Did you want to discuss T.I. there or here? I don't know what's going on.
T.I. I will wait for further information. We can discuss that on Thursday.
All right. What else happened? Oh, you know what I want to talk to you about? I don't know how much information you have on this, but this past weekend, I caught up, and by catching up means I watched the first two episodes of American Horror Story, and I can't. I see why people don't finish this show, because you got to suspend your disbelief for a lot of the stuff that goes down on this show.
Oh, you watched the second episode?
Yep. Yeah.
Listen, after episode one, I canceled all upcoming recordings. I just knew that I was no longer watching that.
It would have been so much better if he's like, I canceled FX. I called Comcast and said, get this off.
I can't
off.
Cancel FX because, you know, Atlanta come on now.
That's true. I did see the Emmys. We'll talk about the Emmys. Just because there's a couple of things that we could touch on in the Emmys.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I think that's it. All right, listen. At One and Only. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snapchat at iMiz with a Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515 AV. Join our Facebook group so you can talk to us all week long. I don't know. Maybe you want, you like that.
All week long.
All week. Rate, review, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, wherever else you listen to podcasts.
You know what Emmys did do? I feel like I'm supposed to watch The Handmaid's Tale, though.
The Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah. The Handmaid's Tale. That's what I mean. Yeah. I feel like I'm supposed to watch that.
I know. I'm like, is it that good, y'all? My God. Should I read the book?
They got hella awards.
Yeah. They keep playing, You Don't Owe Me. I was like, damn, I'm tired of this song. Y'all need to have at least two songs if you're going to. All right. Look, because there's a lot of things I saw people say about the Emmys. And I'm like, y'all sound weird. I seen, just to give you a hint, I saw somebody say you should only be allowed to win one Emmy. What? Stop.
A 1,000 categories. So how does that work?
Yeah. All right. Until next time.
I do think if it's your first time winning the Emmy, you should get longer time to give your award.
Yep. I fall on both sides of that. We'll talk about Sterling K. Brown. All right. Until next time. I say peace. She says.
Bye.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it other day. Charlamagne.
A donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 19th goes to Chanel West Coast. You know Chanel West Coast and I had a little encounter earlier this year on MTV's Ridiculousness. Let's hear it in case you're not familiar.
And like my only strategy is just to tell the truth. It's like whatever I said about you, I'm gonna say to you, and I'm gonna continue to say it to you regardless of how mad you get.
But just because you say something doesn't make it the truth.
That's true. It's just my opinion. She's just saying that because I told her she was whack rapping one time. Yeah. That's all. Have y'all ever heard her rap? Yeah. Okay. Good for the people that said no.
Well, no. Hold on. Let's just get Lil Wayne, who co-signed Drake and Nicki Minaj, is the same person who co-signed me. I've won a BET award with Young Money. I got songs with French Montana, YG, Ty Dolla $ign, Snoop Dogg. Mind you, I did a song with Snoop Dogg after getting into a verbal argument with him because he respected me so much after I spoke my mind to him, he still came back and did a song with me.
Why are you talking with your hands, though?
You don't know my musical track record, bro. Sorry.
Okay.
I can't be funny today because he doesn't know my mother's musical track record, so get familiar.
Chanel is hilarious. Bless her little heart. The thing about Chanel West Coast is that she's always talking about this imaginary resume she has. She's always talking about this track record. She's like the side chick who claims she's the main chick, but when you ask the guys about her that she claims to be with, they don't claim her like that. Now, last night on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Chanel West Coast was trying to convince a producer named A1 to do something that no producer really wants to do, and that's record music with her. Last night, Chanel West Coast asked the producer A1 about helping her make some mayonnaise music. Yes, Chanel wanted to know if A1 is interested in helping her provide a soundtrack for her unseasoned chicken breast. And A1 had to remind her that back in the day when I wanted to work with you, you played me. Oh, yes, we've heard this tale before. Back then, you didn't want me. Now I'm hot, they all on me. That's what happened with Chanel and A1 last night on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Can we hear a bit of this, please?
I rap and sing, and I really like your beats, so we should definitely link up. And just so you could get familiar, like, I was with Lil Wayne, Young Money. Like, I sat and played all my music for Lil Wayne, and I have songs with French Montana, Snoop, Be Real, Ty Dolla $ign, the list goes on.
Oh, my brothers.
Yeah, you could ask them.
I met you before. I wasn't as hot. I was in a session with French Montana, you know, I'm like, yo, we should work. And you had your shades on. I don't know, you probably never looked at me, but I was trying to work with you, and you played me. You know, I hope the best for you. I can't work with you.
Drop on a clues bomb for A1, damn it.
Served. Right. Served up.
That's why you got to treat everyone with respect, because you never know who's going to be who, okay? Basically, A1 told the deli owner to hold the mayonnaise. Now, when the mayo that is Chanel West Coast wasn't allowed on A1 sandwich, when she got introduced to A Tribe Called Curve, not only did she start running down her track record, it was interesting to see how she took me telling her that she was whack.
I don't know if you don't, like, if you know my track record.
Charlamagne said it, right?
No, I had to tell him what it was. Charlamagne also has went at some of the biggest rappers in history, so in my opinion, I'm up there with Kanye and Drake and everybody else.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Easy.
Charlamagne's dissing Chanel West Coast, you're just putting me up in the caliber of the mother you dissing.
Wow.
That's very ambitious.
That's dope. Chanel West Coast thinks because I have called out Drake and Kanye before that, since I called her whack as well, she's on their level. First of all, even though Drake has never been my cup of green tea, I've always said he was an extremely talented individual. Just because I call Kanye West Kanye Kardashian and I think he's in the sunken place does not mean I am not a fan. Kanye West is a musical legend. You, Chanel, are none of these things. All right? Let's be clear on that. There are four types of delusions in this world. All right? You got bizarre delusions, non-bizarre delusions, mood-congruent delusions, mood-neutral delusions. I would say, Chanel, you fall under the bizarre delusions category. Somebody asked me what bizarre delusions are. Nobody's going to ask me.
What's bizarre delusions?
Bizarre delusions are considered extremely odd, highly implausible, and inappropriate based on the person's culture and life experiences. Okay, an example of a bizarre delusion would be the belief that an alien performed surgery and replaced all your blood with Kool-Aid without leaving a scar.
That would be dope.
Chanel West Coast thinking she's on the same level as Drake and Kanye West because Charlamagne has so-called dissed all of them. I have been very specific about any reason why I wasn't feeling Drake and Kanye about something, but those guys are extremely talented. Just like with you, Chanel, I think you're a lovely person, but you're just a whack artist. Okay, I think Donald Trump is whack, and I've said that he's whack a bunch of times on this radio, but that don't make you the president, does it, Chanel? Doesn't make you one of the highest politicians in the world, does it? Just because I diss you and Donald Trump. Chanel, you're a whack rapper, okay? You have done music with all of those people. You got this long track record, and it's gotten you absolutely nowhere. You have every musical cheat code known to man, and you keep failing. And you know what they say? When all else fails, there's always delusion. Chanel, don't go chasing Texas Pete. Stick to the Hellmans and the Miracle Whip that you're used to, please.
Mm-mm-mm.
Give Chanel West Coast the biggest hee haw. Jesus Christ, man.
I'm actually going to play her joint in the mix this morning.
No, you're not. Cause you don't even know.
Why are you lying?
You couldn't name a Chanel West Coast record. Exactly.